Welcome to show 3 of series 2 of Giggles Radio. Time to get back to your indie roots and ask the question, what would Morrissey say?
I walk a lonely road of disenchantment, misery and regret. And I try to walk this bitter road. Heart punctured.
Radio. I hope everything has been working as well as Mr. C predicted it would, or hopefully even better. That was the band Spy Movie, fronted by Cat King. They're from Glasgow, and I really like that song. The band has been described as being Joy Division, fronted by Debbie Harry. I say they've been described, they described themselves as that on their MySpace page, Spy Movie UK. All of the great music we've been listening to all day has been provided by Music Alley, who do a slightly hopeless job of bringing us all the Podsafe music we've ever needed. But I'm obliged to mention them, so there we go. Coming up in the show, we have our/your/my/tune/song/some more slashes, some more analysis from Dr. Giggles, and some more great music. But first, we'd like to play you an important message from the world of F1. Hi, Bernie here, and I have pots of money. Well, I used to before I got divorced and securitized all of my debt and the stock market tanked. So why don't you lend me a fiver? I'll name a corner of a Grand Prix after you. No? Oh, that's a shame. Don't worry, I'll plot to have you thrown out of the sport. But in the meantime, perhaps you'd like to donate to a real motorsport charity. Just go to the Sidepodcast homepage and click on Donate on the right-hand side and choose an amount. Go on, you know you want to. And if you don't, I'll send Max round. Ever since Lou started watching Formula One. She has followed her number one very attentively. Jenson Button has been the centre of Lou's attention since she started in Formula One. And what a career Jenson has had since Lou has been watching. Jenson has had a hard time moving from the almost dizzying heights to the lowest of the lows, of the actually setting your own car on fire because it's so rubbish lows. Lou has had to endure it all, knowing in her heart of hearts that one day her boy would do good. And this year, he's done good and a half. Leading the world championship, master of all he surveys, and still being a good bloke. Lou always knew he could do it. But now the hardest part comes. Having been easy but disappointing to support him during the hard times, now every race it becomes nail-bitingly closer to the ultimate goal for Jenson, winning the world championship. Lou, we all know it's going to be hard for you as it gets closer and closer. And so, Lou, this song is for you.
Avril was a girl who worked upstairs from me. Avril was a girl who worked upstairs from me. She always made me coffee, though she knew I just liked tea. Yeah, Avril was a pretty girl, but she not for me. Avril was a girl who looked as cute as Kylie. Avril was a girl who looked as cute as Kylie. She never frowned and never cried, and her mouth was always smiling. She seemed so nice, but I was wrong. Now that I can see, I had to dump Avril, though she didn't break my heart. I had to dump Avril, she stole my flip chart.
Dropkick with I Had to Dump Avril. That was a health and safety broadcast, especially for Nick from F1 Rundown. He's been slightly too obsessed with Avril Lavigne, so perhaps dumping her before he starts going too far is the correct strategy. The band Dropkick are from Scotland, making that the second Scottish band on the show. Something is certainly in the water. The Scotsman newspaper said that they were the third best Scottish band in 2009. Anyway, it's almost time for Dr. Giggles to step onto centre stage once again. But before we start, here is a brief message. Do you like drinking beer? Do you like SidePodcast? Then why not sample the new SidePod beer, available now from Dan Brunel? Some people like their beers to be simple, but not Dan. When Dan was creating his beer, he took the names of all of the Formula One drivers and assigned ingredients to each of them. And then he got three unsuspecting radio presenters to try and create a selection of them without anything approaching rules or an outcome. But now the truth will out. SidePod beer. It's the future. Not an actual beer, you don't have to be over 18 because it doesn't actually exist as far as we know. Well, it might because it was mentioned and now we don't know. Hi, welcome to SidePodcast Classics. What can I say about this track? It's by a band called Brother Love. They wanted us to turn it up all the way back in 2008. It's the very first song that was ever played on the Parade Lap. The very first Parade Lap. Oh, yes. All those many moons ago, before I was ever involved hosting the show, you know, I heard this song, this Turn It Up by Brother Love. And, you know, it's hard to imagine now, looking back on it, that so much was spawned by that simple moment. A simple thought of... could we make a radio show that would be broadcast live before the race? I wasn't involved, of course, but eventually I was. And then I turned it up.
Crazy, a high five, and you're all mine. And I-
practice of Dr. Giggles here. Please leave me a message after the tone and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Hi, it's Michael Schumacher here. Dr. Giggles, I'm very upset. Very upset. I don't know what to do. You probably think I'm calling saying, Doctor, can you heal me so I can get back into Formula One? But no, it's not that at all. No. My issue is very simple. With Renault and Piquet and so on, I'm upset about my reputation. I thought I had the biggest cheater in Formula One nailed in the bag, so to speak. But no. Suddenly, they have to change the rules on me. Never heard that before. Anyway. Please, Dr. Giggles, please fix it for me to make it okay and let me back in to the Hall of Fame of Formula One cheaters. I just don't understand this current state of affairs. Anyway, bye. Michael. Dr. Giggles here, eh? I can't help really think that you need to, calm down a little bit. I honestly will always think of you as the biggest cheater in Formula One. I this Piquet fellow, he has, Piquet Jr., he's tried very hard, obviously, he has tried, do a number on some people. This is the way of the world, and this is the way that he operates. Doesn't matter. He crashed into a wall to affect the result of a race. You crashed into the wall to affect the result of qualifying. It's much of a muchness. Come on. Let's face facts here. Come on, Michael. You need a little pep talk. You crashed into other drivers, as well. So, he's still in the number one for me. You're still the worst cheat that we have. Come on. You know it's true, huh? Come on, Michael. Don't get disheartened by this little beep squeak of a man. It's all good. Okay. I don't know if you want to be proud about that, but hey, it's the way it goes sometimes. Bye. Well, that's it for show 3. Hope you enjoyed it and we'll be sticking with Side Podcast Radio for the rest of the day. I'll be back, hopefully, at the very approximate time of 7:30 in the UK. And in the other parts of the world, it'll be at whatever 7:30 is in the UK, if that makes sense, which it doesn't. Good. So, I leave you with a song that was sent in by Side Podcast regular Alison. Her friend Ben Mattison offered some free music to Side Pod Radio, and I picked the song Time's a Healer. Mr. C should approve, as Ben only uses lowercase on his album, and it was as close as I could get for an All Scotland show. He's from Carlisle. Thanks to Alison and Ben. I hope I'll see you at approximately 7:30.
You seem so down, now what's the problem? You seem to have lost your sense of place. So there's one thing I'm gonna tell you, to put that smile back on your face. The seed will fall, but a blossom will follow, and tears of sorrow will soon dry. The sun it hides, but returns for the summer. So won't you please give it time? Oh, won't you please give it time? 'Cause time's a healer. Time's a healer. You're all alone, no one to hold you, and I know just how you feel. But just hold on to what I've told you, 'cause in time your wounds will heal. The seed will fall, but a blossom will follow, and tears of sorrow will soon dry. The sun it hides, but returns for the summer. So won't you please give it time? Oh, won't you please give it time? 'Cause time's a healer. Time's a healer. So when you're low, please do not worry, you won't feel that way for long. If you would do just as I've told you, and sing out this simple song, the seed will fall, but a blossom will follow, and tears of sorrow will soon dry. The sun it hides, but returns for the summer. So won't you please give it time? Oh, won't you please give it time? 'Cause time's a healer. Time's a healer.